Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers, husband, father, and business owner from Belle Fourche, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in his life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers shares what God has been doing in his life.
So today I want to focus on the second reading, which is James, in the first chapter in verse 22. But be doers of the word and not just hearers only, deceiving yourselves. This is something in my life that I really, really love this scripture, this passage in and of itself. And I might be what you would say, justifying myself. I'm the type of person that is constantly on the go, and I like doing projects around my home. I like doing projects at my work. I stay busy. And through different studies of myself and that, I realize that is the type of person I am, and that resting to me doesn't look like resting to other people. Resting to me is cleaning up my garage, or it's doing some project that I've wanted to get done and finally do get done. Like that is rest to me. It makes me feel good about myself. It makes me, just puts me in a good place. So I can tend to be a little bit more action oriented, and I have a very good friend who, you would say is, we argue back and forth that I'm a doer and he receives, he wants to be a contemplative more. And I think that we're closer than what we make out to be in these discussions. And as he would say, true receptivity leads to action. And I would agree with that, completely. And it's one of these things, like in college, I would see, and I was there too. I mean, I'm no different, but we would go to prayer and I'd see a lot of people in prayer. And all we do is pray when the Lord is asking us to act, and we aren't moving. We aren't going anywhere. Like it's just, we want the Lord almost to make that decision for us. And just tell me what you want me to be. Just tell me who you want me to be with. Just tell me if you want me to be a priest or religious or married. If to be married, can you like put that person right in front of me right now? Or I really like so-and-so. You know, Lord, give me another sign that I'm supposed to be with them, instead of just going asking them, would you like to go on a date? Or, you know what, I would like to go visit the seminary. Or I'm going to go on a silent retreat to discern my vocation. Or I'm going to go, that the prayer life, as my friend would say, that true receptivity should lead to action. Because we don't want to deceive ourselves and think we're all these things when we never actually do anything. And really, we love our neighbor to prove that we love God. And I think we can only do this through fully receiving ourselves as the gift we are to us and to those around us. And so in this, there's going to be some of you out there that are a little heavy on the action. There's going to be some of you that are a little heavy on the contemplative nature of things, and to recognize where you need to balance out. You know, not only, you know, some of you need to spend more time in prayer. You need to be hearers of the word, but not just hearers only. And that hearing should lead you to action. And in that action, how are we loving our neighbor? How are we going outside of ourselves, purifying ourselves through the actions of giving? I really believe that we were made to be in communion with others, right? So how are we taking our prayer life into action and loving those around us? How is it helping us love our neighbor? How is it helping us love God in that? You know, I have a pastor friend that would say, God can't steer a parked car. And it's the action that gets us moving. And I have found in my life that when I act, the Lord quickly points out whether or not I'm in His will or outside of His will. You know, if you're acting in a state of constant prayer, it's going to put you in a great place. Because, yeah, are you going to make mistakes and are you going to mess up and not do God's will or do something He doesn't want you to do? Yeah, of course. You repent and you get right back on the right track. But you're moving. And we are happiest when we are growing and being productive. You know, we were not made for idleness. And not that prayer is idleness. Don't misunderstand me in that. Prayer is great. But if prayer doesn't lead us to action, then we need to reconsider our prayer life and what's going on in that. Recently, as a part of going out, the Lord, I've been involved in the charismatic movement to some degree. And it just kind of came about kind of out of nothing. It was really cool. I've been a part of a group that we put on a couple different retreats. Confession has been a huge part of these retreats. You know, that's the part of going out and allowing yourself to be forgiven for what you've done and allowing yourself to move forward and to receive God's grace. And inside of that, that is how we become doers of the word, not just hearers, because doers should also lead to repentance and should lead us to reconciling our relationship with God. And then once we reconcile that relationship with God, God sends us. And He sends us to be a blessing to the world. So I'm going to ask you to receive yourself as a gift, to receive your neighbor as a gift, as someone that you can love, as someone that you can go out to. Some of our neighbors, they're going to be family members. Some of them we're going to have to forgive, and some of them we're going to have to pray for. And that's the only way that we can go out to them. But we need to make sure that we're loving our neighbor inside of that. Some of it's going to be in the charismatic movement when you pray with people. Some of it's going to be somebody you pray with just because you ran into them and they're having a hard time. Sometimes it's going to be an inkling that you should write somebody a letter or drop them a call, and you find out they're having a hard time. You know, when you ask, how are you doing? Are we being serious about wanting to know how they're doing? And are we willing to step up to the plate if they're not doing well and help them? Are we willing to encourage them? Are we willing to build them up? Are we willing to sacrifice our time to love our neighbor? But for the grace of God, there go I. And let us help our neighbor. Let us love our neighbor. Let our prayer life be true receptivity that leads us to action. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank You for this day, and we thank You for the gift of ourselves, and we thank You for the gift of our neighbor. Help us to live in community with each other. Help us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Help us to love them as You love them. For those that we particularly struggle with, Lord, give us Your eyes for them and Your love for them, and place that in our heart, that we may love them as You love them. If we are struggling in hearing You, Lord, open our ears that we may hear. If we are struggling in doing what You would ask us to do, give us the grace to act. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.